Welcome, everybody, to Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart, with me, your host, Gina Libido. The soul can take on many expressions that bring you into harmony and resonance with your higher self. Feel an aura of love that will envelop you and infuse your being. You'll find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Your dreams are so powerful, and as you become more sensitive to them, you can learn how to identify new energies and how they are communicating with you in body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in this conversation of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. Make a choice, be inspired, and take action. Soul-Inspired Reflections starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. I am here with amazing producer Jacob and, of course, Gina. Gina Libido, let me just tell you a little bit about today's show. Gina, it's great to see you. But I love what we're doing right here. Let me just tell everybody, if you haven't heard the other shows, what I want to talk about for a minute is why this is super, super important. I know a lot of people talking about Mercury in retrograde and they're talking about this, talking about that. Tune into my Thursday show if you want to hear about that. What we want to talk about today is ascension. And we want to talk about from Gina Libido's expert, where she lives and breathes her soul absolutely on fire, a deeper dive. Why? We want to talk about the lady, not the queen you think we're going to talk about, but Lady Gaia. Allies, and what does it mean to step into your personal power? Because if there's anything that has been deflated in the past 3 years for people, okay, right, y'all know what I'm talking about, is our sense of our personal power. And Gina, what you're doing is you're just bringing it on so that people understand, man, we have allies. We can tap into this. We can do things beyond what life circumstances, right?
Yes. Yes, we can. And I like how you're calling it the lady and not just the queen that recently passed, which I'd like to honor her passing and her reign all these years. And it's a major archetype in our lives. So that is also something that can be related to a bid for power, right? Because that archetype also lives within us, and we can see it as an ally. But bringing it back to ascension, for me, as I've grown in more consciously and acting more purposely in life as self-mastery, in my own studies in shamanism and working with power animals and nature, a whole other world opens up in a mystical way, in a spiritual way, and primal way. So when we tap in to Earth and Lady Gaia and everything that it has to offer, because in shamanism, they call it a world of forms. They call it the illusion or the dream state that we're constantly working with it and creating our reality in every moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
How this relates to ascension is when we start to recognize, oh, wait, I have power in me to change my life, to change my world.
Yeah. I mean, what Gina is saying is, look, this is so pivotal. I want to just really, what is the word, Jacob, echo? I want to echo what she's saying for a minute, because we forget. We got this great forgetter, right? It's like a forgetter thing, right, Jacob? And what happens with it is, sometimes we get so removed from our innate authentic power, that power within, that we forget what is absolutely not just primal for us, but what it means to us is that we have this innate ability that was not new. I mean, when we say the word shaman, I just want to be very clear about this for people. If it were not for shaman or shaman-like people, you can call them what you want. The Egyptians, mm-hmm. they have another word, right? Everybody's got their own language. Mm-hmm. The point is, the word shaman is an energetic life force. It is not necessarily a person. So what Gina's going to walk us through today is being reminded that, by the way, y'all, if it wasn't for some of the practices of these people, tens of thousands, I mean, way back, mm-hmm. I am not sure we would have been able to heal ourselves well enough to even be here today. Right, Gina?
It's considered one of the oldest spiritual traditions on the planet. It cannot find anything that predates shamanism. And I do want to preface any shaman, to be called a shaman is not, someone doesn't put that title on themselves. Their community places that title on them because they're recognizing that person as kind of the mediator between worlds. And one of my mentors.
Yeah. I mean, Gina and I both have mentors. And what I mean by mentors is we are looking at people that have guided us along the way. Now, how did they show up? I don't know. What is that old expression? When the student is ready, the teacher will pop in. I'm sure that's not the correct expression. Jacob, what I would like to do, if we could, Jacob, let's take a short break. And when we come back, why are we called to ascend? Why are we called to the ascension process? Jacob, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Everybody out there, get ready. The Soul Inspired Reflections. Gina Libido. I'm Dr. Pat. Stay tuned. We're not done yet. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Soul Inspired Reflections. And I don't even know why I said that. Look, what you're listening to is a fabulous show, but also you're really hearing from a woman that has taken this on as a body of work. And the body of work goes beyond any name we can put to a show. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure y'all know, go to soulinspiredreflections.com. When you get there, you're going to see, if I may, Gina, going to see how Gina Libido has engaged in the process of ascension herself. And you're going to see what is starting to develop, because there's something that happens when you open up to the thing. When you say, you know what, Lady Gaia, allies, come on, I need help. Help me step it. All right, let's get on it. Yeah. Allies. We forget. Allies. But ancient people, tens of thousands of years ago, when they looked up there, when they looked over there, when they built the fire, whatever they did, they were talking and asking for help, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They were talking and asking for help with the cosmos, with their inner spirit, with the spirit of the land around them that they saw in everything. And some of us can refer to it, God is in everything. I just had a client recently. He started to read the Quran, and I asked him what was the most interesting thing so far. And I'll just paraphrase it. He said, I was surprised to hear that they said, if you want to know God, work with animals. If you want to know God, work with nature. If you want to know God, do these things that are all around us.
Yeah.
All around us. And so it helps you develop your natural abilities. It helps draw it out, your inner characteristics, your inner characteristics. And when I've worked with an ally, sometimes I'm not even aware I'm working with it till it's like louder and louder. And I'm reminded I was on one of my own quests, and I was on part of the program was 3-day solo in your area that we had a marked area that you're not allowed to leave. You're connecting with that space. And I had my tent and water and food and meditating. And it's actually was fasting during this time. And then all of a sudden I just showered. And so I'm naked there. I'm naked in the wilderness by myself. And all of a sudden a big cat comes through, lynx. And at first I was like, that's really cool. And then all of a sudden my fear hit. And then I had my little hiking stick. So there I am, like naked and alone, right? That's like, they make shows like this. And then I kind of shooed. I threw like rocks in the direction of it because I wanted it. All of a sudden I got afraid. It wanted nothing to do with me. So part of this, we go back in ceremony after all of us go on our 3-day solos. And then there's time to contemplate, what did that mean for me? What was the land? Because part of that was communicating with the land. And I had to remind myself, even looking back as I, for this show, what was my goal at that time for this program? And it was to step into my leadership, no longer be afraid of my leadership, to be a natural leader. And when I sat there in circle, and I'm like, I'm afraid of my own power. That was my experience. I'm sitting here wanting to fight all of a sudden in fear. And that animal had nothing to do, but he was just looking, running through, right? But it told me, like, I'm just like, wow, I'm afraid of my own power instead of embracing it. Like I initially was like, ooh, this beautiful cat. And then I went straight to fear. So this is how you can start to use it to build yourself and go, oh yeah, I can't be afraid of my own power if I want to step in and embrace my natural leadership skills.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about this, and let's talk about it in both subtle ways, Gina, but let's also talk about it in more obvious ways.
Okay.
So what you just gave is a perfect example of the ally of a power animal or an animal. Mm-hmm. Now, many people have said to me over time, yeah, but my power animal is not as big as your, and I'm like, no, hello. Like there's no, these allies do not compare themselves. They are equally powerful for whatever we need. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about it. And let's talk about what you said about nature. You know, this morning I decided to go for a short walk, albeit around the corner to my mailbox, but there was something about it. But here's what happened to me 2 days ago. And when we go to break, I'll go get the feather. On my first vision quest, and I showed you, right?
Yeah.
The first time I'd ever been introduced to anything of that nature, every one of us was given a feather. My feather was the owl. Now, I saw some of the feathers other people were given, and I got this owl feather, and I thought, huh, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I went out the other day to my front yard, just because I just needed, I looked down and I found an owl feather. Mm-hmm. Now, I was reminded of that feather, and I'll after break, I'll bring them both out. But I was reminded of the power power and the transformation that happened. Not about the hour, but the transformation. But I want to ask you this really important question. You know, people can work with you and you can help them understand how these beautiful, beautiful allies help us and guide us to ascension. Can you talk for a minute about the wisdom that each holds? Whether it is a tree, you know, I mean, there's some things we do that are unexplainable, right? Like I was asked why I planted three cedar type trees in a very small space. And everybody's like, dude, this is the Pacific Northwest. Do you know how big they're going to get? And I said, I'll be dead by then. And so the point that I'm trying to make is I don't have a why. I don't have like, oh, I thought, no. Can you talk about the wisdom, what they're trying to tell us and what we can do to pay more attention?
Yeah. Let me make sure I caught your full question because as you know, I'm having technical issues. Yeah. So you planted three trees and I missed the middle, but you want to know what the wisdom was.
I planted three trees. Like I'm in the Pacific Northwest. You got it. Three special cedar trees. I love the way they look. I plant them in the front, small place. And everybody's like, oh my God, do you know how big they're going to get? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And then why do you plant them there? See, that question does not get at the answer they want. They want me to say logically, oh, I'm just going to plant them there because they're slow. No, has nothing to do with that. Mm-mm. I don't have a why answer that's logical. I said to them, my neighbor, I think, thinks I'm like, and I said, you know what? They told me to plant them there.
Yeah. And that's how they talk to you. It's like you have these inner conversations. And I love that it's in threes, right? Because there's something powerful about three that anchor it in. And the thing about trees.
Yeah, I think what Gina's saying is, I agree with her. And Linda and Gina could really be best of friends because Linda is so like, you got to do everything in threes. You got to do everything in threes. Jacob, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the innate wisdom of that. But why threes? And what do trees represent? And by the way, what if they do turn out to be too big? What if? But the bottom line to all this for you all, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
everybody. Welcome back. Really great to have you here on Soul Inspired Reflections. You know, again, if you want to find out more about Gina, go ahead and go to soulinspiredreflections.com. Check it out. Today, we're talking about the ascension, but this is a deeper dive, you know, with Lady Gaia. Lady Gaia, who is really the orchestrate leader of so many things, allies, stepping into your personal power. We talked about what some of the allies are. We talked about the power of power animals. And one of the things we were talking about is I shared a story about the fact that in 1997, my first vision quest or my first anything of that nature, I was given an owl feather. And now, 2 days ago, out of nowhere, walking in the front yard to just check some tomatoes, and there it is, right by the tomatoes. But what does all this mean? And by the way, what do trees represent? Why doesn't it matter that I got these beautiful cedar evergreens that are going to get 70 feet tall, and I put them in the front of my house? Gina, take us through the meaning of these, what they represent, but even more importantly, you know, how they have become pathways or gateways to ascension. Let's talk about the mountains, the sacred sites. Let's talk about the things that we're hearing a lot about now, right?
We are hearing more and more talk about our sacred sites and the trees and everything, the meaning of these spaces, right? I'd like to first come back to your cedar trees because how beautiful those are. And you spoke to how they told you to plant them there. And my first, like, as I'm re-listening to your sharing, was like, oh yeah, they're protecting you. They're keeping your space clear and clean. And ultimately, it's what they represent to you, right? So this is when we support ourselves through our ascension, is like, what are those trees communicating to you, the individual? Because what I get from them may be different than what you get. And this is part of developing your self-esteem, developing the trust and your intuition and your connection to all living things. And that's a very powerful teaching as you have your inner ascension, because it's your soul that wants to come out.
Yeah.
And you need to learn how to trust that again.
Yeah. I love the story that you shared about the lynx. And, you know, now, of course, I've been really taking in, you know, what is it about this owl energy? And really, and I showed you, you know, something that I created on the first vision quest. But, you know, look, at here's what it did for me. Tell me if this is, you know, a message we want to give to people. See, when we get these signs, we just need to follow the breadcrumbs, right? That's mm-hmm. what all these people on the History Channel and all these other places do. They go to places, they see what's out there, they follow the breadcrumbs, they follow yes. the sign. And what they discover is almost, you can't really even talk about it without being in awe. Isn't that the truth of what we're saying today? It's the awe of the signs to get us to ascension.
Yes. And this is the piece too, where you have to experience it. It's to ascend, you have to experience and engage life. And so I'll share part of my own story on how I got here. I had a dream, like an actual dream, where this tree came up through my bed and filled the canopy, filled my room. And it was so visceral, like it was as if I was awake while it was happening. And so I looked up the tree in the middle of the night. I looked it up and I came across the Bodhi tree. And I'm all, that's it. That's the tree. Leave it, Gus. And I bought a ticket to Sri Lanka. Just like that. Not knowing why I was going there. I just knew I had to go. And that's how it works. You get this deep inner calling. There's no logic in it. I didn't know I was going to a third world country. Like I just knew I had to go. It didn't matter. I bought my ticket. And I had so many people go, oh, aren't you afraid going to third? And I'm all, no, if I was afraid, I wouldn't be going. So what happens, it kicks off these synchronicities and these, it starts to prepare you for what's to come, but we don't know what's coming. So I went to all these sacred sites in Sri Lanka, which is a beautiful country. I highly recommend going to. It has so much history and has given so much to the world. And all that tea that we drink, it's all, majority of tea is from Ceylon. Yeah. And so when I got to that area of Ceylon, that's the only time I got sick. Like, it was immediate. All of a sudden I wasn't even in the space more than 10 or 15 minutes overlooking the plantations, runs. Like, I was grateful that they had their bathrooms the way they were set up, because I'm like, wow, this would have been really embarrassing. And I just hosed it was a mess. It was a mess. Anyway, lasted one night. That was it. But the reason why I say this, because above Ceylon, there's an etheric retreat. An ascended master etheric retreat above Ceylon. And so when we go visit sacred sites, it is important for you to go through a cleanse and purification. So what happened in that moment, my body purified itself because of the space I was in. Right? So now, knowing that, I can make sure I do cleanses, like eat cleaner, things like that, before I go to sacred sites. Okay. So that prepared me for what I was going to learn in the future that I didn't know I was going to do yet. And that was taking self-mastery courses. And in the intermediate course, we started studying the Ascended Masters, their etheric retreats, and the association to the chakra system. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I'm going through an initiatory process. An initiatory process in the where I was at dealt with the eighth chakra.
You see,
go ahead.
Those are the things that we have to tell and share, because people don't realize that the decisions they make and how they go through life are really pathways and gateways. You know, mm-hmm. I have a favorite expression from my mom before she passed. And she said, you know what? She said, Southern accent. So here I go, my bad Southern accent. She said, you know, girls, y'all, let me tell you something. You know, a setback is not really a setback. Honey, let me tell you, a setback is a setup for your next great thing. See that right there? That little setback, that was a setup.
Yeah. And it is. And then when my mentor at the time, taking his self-mastery courses, we were on that ray, the eighth ray, and she started talking about it, and my mouth just dropped. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's why I went there. It was preparing me for here, the studies I began.
Yeah.
And so synchronicities in your life start to happen. And when I looked a little further back, I was listening to a meditation CD called the Elohim, and
that's a good one.
It's so good, so good. And he takes you through all the rays at the time that were available to us at that time, because now there's more. And it prepared me. I was listening to that a year before I went to Sri Lanka, and a year before I took those classes. So everything we do today is preparing you for tomorrow and what's to come. And I just kept stepping into allowing my path to unfold, stepping into staying in my lane of inner ascension and healing, because this is a healing journey, which so many people are forgetting. So for those of you who truly want to ascend, it requires your self-healing, and that heals the world. And that energy, as you heal and purify, you can put in and connect to the planetary grid.
Yeah.
So when you connect to sacred sites like Mount Shasta, you can connect to that mountain, or it's also referred to as an Apu, like a sacred mountain. And you can put that purified energy into the grid. And I say purified, the utmost light, because who wants to put junk in their tank?
Yeah.
It's not going to sand in the tank. Your car's not going to drive.
Not at all. And you know what I love about this story? For those of you out there, and I just got a text message from somebody. Yes, I do know for those of you out there, so that tree, those three trees and the owl, let's talk about this. The three trees and these particular trees, because I could have picked any evergreen. You got that right, Gina. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. But yes, this tree, which I had never seen before, it, and again, I'm going to mispronounce it perhaps for some of you, this idea of this deodar, it evolved from the word, Saramane, it evolved from the word devadaru, which is a Sanskrit word that translates to timber of the gods. The tree, I didn't know it, is sacred in Hinduism. I didn't know it. And yet, here we are. And when you tie that in to the owl totem, and I'm going to have you put this together for people, because I want to encourage people to stop and look around. Yeah. You know, you went on a journey. I went on the vision quest, but I'm here today in the Pacific Northwest, and this is happening in my yard. And I look at the owl, and the owl, I was reminded of, is guidance, inspiration, and guidance to explore the unknown, to change, to transform. It's about intuition and the experience, the mystical and the magic of life. And hello, I find it in front of three trees that are sacred. Now, you can't plan this. So let's talk about for people how average, everyday things you do in life, when you see these power sites, when you see what Jean is talking about, they're all connected to help us in the ascension process, aren't they?
They are. They are. And this is where we come back to your ascension. It's unique to the individual. We will all go through that. And so to me, listening to your sharing, it's that divine time of reminding you the power that's within you, reminding you of we all have our medicine that we lead with. And there's something about you and the owl medicine, because it also works with death, owl. And in the teachings that I have been exposed to, when we make our moviaries out of the witch hall tradition, owls, the only feathers you do not mix with other feathers. That's how powerful the owl is. Others, you can ask the ally, say, hey, can you call in the energy of another bird, another feather? And like, say, turkey vulture. And then oftentimes a turkey vulture will go, yeah, you can call in the eagle, or call in, like, they'll interchange the energy and hold the space. Owl is the only one that holds the owl. That's it. It's so much power in there, and it's in the dark, right? If you think about the characteristics of the owl, they're nocturnal. How far they can turn their heads to see, almost 360 degrees, right? So what I would invite you or anyone else listening, if they're connected to that power animal, they're perhaps one of their wings on the totem, because we all have two wings, and then the totem can interchange in the middle, but your wings stay the same. And it sounds to me that owl may be one of your wings. Yeah. And you connect with it, and you get to know it deeper, because an ally can also be your nemesis, right? So that's one and the same. So it's really approaching that ally with the utmost honor and sacredness, and asking, I like to ask them, work with them like a mentor, not get over attached to, well, I'm this or I'm that, because we are everything. And that's one thing I'd like to instill in people, is do not attach yourself to the label of it. It's no different than I witness all these people do Enneagrams or five love languages, which is great to show you a map of where you are in yourself, because that's what power animals also do. In the world, it shows you a map of who you are in yourself, and it mirrors it back for your stuff to either work on your weaknesses and strengthen them, or bring back into harmony your strengths, because sometimes we lead too much with one and not enough with the others. This is part of our ascension. We're learning to harmonize our inner being and all our qualities, and to be in harmony with all of those powers.
Yeah.
And to know when to use them.
Yeah, I love this. I want to talk about something that I know you've dug into prior to this and now. And I don't know how to say this any other way than the way I'm about to say it right now. Mm-hmm. I get asked a lot of questions, Gina, and I'm getting asked many more questions now about things. You know, how did you get here? What made you decide to launch a broadcast network? Do you know you're an anomaly? Do you know you're like a what? Latina, LGBTQ member, broad women business owner. I'm like, how do you have time to like even figure that out? And here's my answer. My answer is, look, if you're willing to dial a wrong phone number like I did 20 years ago and not hang up, you too can get the guidance. See, that's what we're talking about. People have gone through a tough time, but the signs and the allies have been there and they're with us now. What do we want to say to people right now, to say, look around, find something that you relate to. And you're right about owl. Owl feathers get really annoyed. I accidentally put my owl feather with other feathers, and it's like, I knew it was in a hurry. And right. But if you saw these two, they're like, get me out of here. Right. Yeah. So tell people, look around now. What are the sacred sites you love? How do you connect to the energy of the grid? Why?
Yeah.
Because even Mercury and retrograde cannot hold you back.
Absolutely. It's like, I like how you said it. It's a setup. Everything has its purpose. And what I ask people to do, how is it empowering you instead of limiting you? How can you use that experience to empower you? And be mindful on how you're shaping it, on what you're telling yourself, because our mind can get in the way, and then we're losing the deeper message. We're losing the deeper message. And just like you described how people are like, you're an anomaly, Pat, you're LGBT, you're this and that. That's the last thing I see. I don't even see that when I talk with you. I see you. I see your light. And you, on a soul level, as I, on a soul level, chose to have experiences and represent something so we can break down barriers. So that's the challenging piece, and people still are on the surface of what it looks like instead of getting in the depths of themselves to be like, oh, wait, I'm not. It doesn't matter if you're gay. It doesn't matter if you're straight. All these new names, cis, non-binary. But to me, I'm just like, wow, this is a very fascinating time of identity.
Yeah. I mean, right? I gotta tell you, Zendaya said it better in her receipt of the Emmy Award the other day. I think she was channeling Gaia. I think her words and what she said, I think she was channeling Gaia for a character that we know as Rue in the series Euphoria, right? I mean, every parent that I know of should watch that. I don't care how gut-wrenching it is. But here's what I want to ask you about this, and I want you to take it away. Let's have you talk about higher power. You know, I was reminded the other day with the owl and the trees that my higher power isn't lost. I haven't lost it. It didn't go anywhere, right? But yet we walk around and we feel lost. When we come back from this very short break, Gina, I want you to take us on this journey on what we can do today and align with the higher power source energy. Are you okay to do that with me?
Yes.
And then I'm going to go up and get my two owl feathers to show you.
Ooh, Jacob, fantastic.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Look, if you want to work with Gina, if you want to take a look at how to really move beyond whatever is blocking you, please go to soulinspiredreflections.com. You know, this is a body of work she does. Fantastic coach. Schedule a session, because what we're talking about now is beyond a need. Yeah. We are in places right now where we're not sleeping at night. We have forgotten how to take our shoes off and go stand in the grass, even if it's in your front yard. We are so longing to remember the metaphors, the symbolism, and the feathers. Now what Gina's going to do is she's going to walk us through, you know, what does this mean? How to connect to that higher energy, that higher power. Now, this right here, I know it's a little beaten up and tattered, but that is my 1997 owl feather. And it got this way on the Vision Quest because I wouldn't let it out of my body. So that's that. This is the one I found in my yard. And then I have a third feather that I'm not sure what it is. Gina and I were talking about it. I know it's not an eagle feather because I've been gifted eagle feathers by my First Nation friends. Right? I don't know what this is. It doesn't matter, does it? Because what we're trying to do is connect with that higher source energy. So help us out, mm-hmm. Gina.
Yeah, we're trying. I love that word, trying. Yep. I'd like to invite anyone, when we find ourselves trying, switch it to allow. Allow it to happen naturally and organically, because I didn't get here overnight. I didn't get here overnight to connect to higher dimensions and be deeply grounded in earth. I mean, I've always been a grounded person. That's my primary medicine. People are near me, they're very grounded. But the higher I go, the brighter I get, and the more in aligned with soul, people have a harder time being, they either like me or they don't. And I'm fine with that. I've gotten over that. But I will not live my life less than. So, and that's part of some of this too, is how are you going to live your life and connect with source energy that you are connected to in every moment once you start saying yes? Once you start saying yes, I mean, we all come down into this miracle of life through our mother. And a father had to come through. They had to connect and join light and matter together. And then we created us, another being. So that in itself too, that act of creation. So when you walk with nature and connect to your higher power, you're connecting with your I am presence, your higher self. So you've got to begin to pray in a different way, in calling in spirit and your higher self to guide you into your higher qualities and to show you, send me that message, send me that sign as I walk to be in union with my higher self, yeah, with my highest qualities. So you have to be open to seeing that. And you have to let go of any attachment of what you think it's going to look like, because it's not going to look all pretty the way you think it might.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I want to stay with that thought for a minute, because people are confused. They were so confused that when I went to my research program, I had to study this and research it. A lot of confusion for the world. Mm-hmm. One group says don't have expectations. Honestly, that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. So when I went out and looked at it, you ever say to a committee chair, like, that spent a lifetime studying it, like when you say, okay, no expectations, that's absurd. That's not humans. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's not the expectation that gets us in trouble. It's attachment to a very specific outcome. So if we're attached to that, Gina, then aren't we running the risk of not seeing better solutions to our expectation?
Yeah, because you have to have the goal, right? You have to have the vision in mind. But how you get to that final outcome is where people want to hold on and control that. So as when you learn detachment, it frees up the space to have the experience, right? Because as anything, a business owner, a project, a scientist, you're going to have a goal in mind, right? But you can't control everything within the experiment, so to speak, right? You have your thing, like even a quest, you have your pack, you have your supplies. You don't know what's going to happen once you head out. Same thing with a science experiment. You have your controlled group. You have your hypothesis. You don't know what's going to happen in between, but you're going to have discoveries along the way. So that I think your use of expectation is actually quite interesting and good, because we need to have a sense of where you're going, but then you have to let go of how you get there, so to speak. Right. And then you have to just trust. This is where your inner trust, your higher guidance comes in, where you're just like, I just know I have to go this way. No different than I just know I have to plant these trees here. This is where they want to be planted. So the more all of us, I want to give an example of being in your higher power and source energy, connected to source and trusting it, and how quickly the response comes in when we trust and surrender, because you have to have action with that. So I'll give an example I went through and a friend of mine recently went through, because we tend to do very parallel things. One of the first, once I left my career in law enforcement and got myself back together, I started doing more of the body work and healing work that I love to do. The first chiropractic office, I worked there 9 days and said no. Because I'm just like internally, I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't going to work. And he was trying to play some power trip, power games, because these are bids for power. Okay. And I'm going through a bit of power and have sovereignty and to live my life differently. And I already put my notice in. He wanted to have another conversation. And I'm like, this is weird. So I nipped it in the bud and I said, you know what? The way I see it, I'm interviewing you just as much as you're interviewing me. And this clinical setting is not a fit for me. And he just like stumbled back. It was his whole body language went like, oh, because I slipped. I stayed in my power, not over him, but in myself, because I broke an old pattern of like, oh, he's my boss. And I'm like, no, that goes away. I was respectful and just honored myself. And I said, look, I know I got to worry about the next income coming in and you'll be fine. You'll find someone that fits. But 2 days later, I got a call, an interview in the holistic office that I'm currently in, just that fast. Boom. But I had to make room. I had to trust that it was going to come in.
Yeah, boy.
This is using my higher guidance, my gut instinct. It's hitting me all the time.
You and I, our next show, we must talk about trust.
Yeah.
We must talk about the connection between Gaia, because look, nobody in their right mind would plant these three trees in a very teeny space right next to my house. But that didn't matter to me, right? I want to talk with you about this because I do not know how else to help people go from where they are now to where ultimately the vibration of life is that they want. Now, why is trust so important for me? I'm telling you, I studied broken promises and trust for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Why? That's another show. That's a whole show. But isn't trust and then belief and then our thoughts and the strength of that conviction, mm-hmm, I don't even know how to put that into words.
you have to experience it.
That's it.
You have to experience it. And I like, because there's something that happens when instead of the belief, it turns into a knowing. And then all the beliefs we had that got us here fade away. Because they serve a purpose up to the, until they don't. And then this other deeper knowing comes that you can't express it. It's, and you have to experience it to evolve, to master, become a master, a walking master. You have to experience and engage life. And to use earth and nature that's around us all is so powerful. If you do that alone, as the Quran was saying to my client, you will know God, which means you will know yourself, which means you'll expand into compassion and love of life and others and forgiveness. And if you're, this is that trust piece you're talking about too, you have to trust that there's a higher calling here. There's something higher than us that we are also a part of. We are in the presence of now, and what we do now sets the stage of our future of humanity and the individual.
Yeah. Gina, thank you for today. Thank you for all of this. Thank you for being that person out there that is so out in front. And you know, look, you and I, we understand the regular routine of life. We understand that we have jobs. We understand that we get up every day. We understand that the internet works some days and some days it doesn't.
Yeah.
But just like the picture, I believe, of the Buddha behind you, you got to believe. Thank you, Gina. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Oh, gosh, it changes all the time.
I know.
Slow down and look around. And like that saying is, stop to smell the roses, but notice the bees that are coming in and out of it. Notice the subtle shifts in the wind. So you can notice the subtle shifts in yourself. And begin to be an observer of your life from a neutral space.
Yeah. Gina, give out your website. Let folks know how they can work with you directly.
Yeah.
Let them know that you're available for coaching, for sessions, for anything that we've talked about or even not talking about.
Yes. My website is soulinspiredreflections.com. Feel free to reach out to me either email or set up a free consultation. There's so much more to this than we can even get in one show. And it's an infinite evolution, and I'm honored to support anyone through it. And you'd be amazed. I worked with someone yesterday for 30 minutes, how much happens even in 30 minutes.
Yeah. And I want to leave everybody with the practical. Go outside. I want you to look around, and whatever is calling to you, look at it, pick it up, and ask it the question that's in your heart. Gina Levito, I'm Dr. Pat. Jacob, thank you. We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you for listening to Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart, with me, your host, Gina Levito. Join me again every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue to activate the spirit within you and trust your inner guidance. Learn about what it means to embody and how you can exist in transcendent service to ascension of life, the planet, and the universe. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.